Through the steps of relaxing my body. I see that the body is relaxed. If there's anything on my mind, I say that I will deal with it later. Facial muscles relaxed. as I see in the statue of the Buddha, the upper eyelid completely covers the lower eyelid. To do this, I gently open my eyes and close deliberately, consciously. My lips have a gentle smile. Facial muscles are relaxed. Neck and shoulders are relaxed. With every breath, my body is more and more relaxed as I turn my attention to these different parts. Upper back and chest are relaxed. Lower back and stomach, sides are relaxed. Hips and thighs are relaxed. Knees and calves, ankles, feet and toes are relaxed. In one sweep of vision, I see that my body is relaxed. This body that is sitting on the banks of Gangaji in Rishikesh, in the state of Uttarakhand, in India, in Asia, in the world, this body which is sitting here in the galaxy is evident to me. what is seen by me is not me. The donkey that is seen by me is not me. I am sure of that. Who is the one to whom all changes in the body are known? Is it the body itself? Is it the mind? The changes that have taken place in the body over so many years can be known only by an entity that is changeless. Does one part of the body know another part of the body? Or all parts of the body are known to one entity? Even if some body parts have been compromised or new accessories have been taken on, spectacles onwards, all of it is for this single unitary body. all the symptoms experienced by the body, my relaxation, fatigue, energy levels, all of that. Are known to me. I am aware of the changes in the body, that the body changes is known to me. I do not know the details about the body in terms of biology, physiology, but that the body changes is very clearly known to me. For whom have all the experiences in my life, for whom have all these experiences been? All the experiences, good, bad, and ugly, have occurred. How do I know that these experiences occurred? All experiences known to me. Some experiences I remember, some experiences I don't. The learning available from these experiences is known to me. The situations that one had to go through in life all of them known to me. I may remember some, I may not remember the others. At different points in time, all the situations were known to me. Choices that I made, the decisions that I took, were all known to me. The confusion surrounding some decisions were also known to me. The many desires that I have and the desires I have fulfilled I am aware of them. Some desires that are not yet fulfilled are known to me. The desires change. I see the change in my desires. The priorities of my life may be articulated, may not be so clear. I see that. My fulfillment with respect to the many roles that I play the changing nature of relationships the changes in even one relationship over time for the better or worse. All the changes are known to me. that I want moksha. If it is the case, is known to me. That my understanding is clear or not so clear is known to me. That there are ragas and dveshas, is known to me. The changes in these strong likes, these strong dislikes, cravings and aversions, all of that is known to me. It looks like change is a constant in my life. All the changes in the body, the changes in the stages of life, the changes in my mood, every day, the changes in my decisions, the changes that are experienced by me, the emotions that change, the thoughts that change. Who is the one that sees all these changes? Is it the mind body? Is it the person with a name? Who is the one that sees these changes? we see that the sun shines. Shining is not a verb. That's the nature of the sun. It shines. In the presence of the sun, sunlight, everything is lighted up, is illuminated. The trees, the river, the sky as we experience it, the clouds, everything is lighted up. All the dark corners are illumined. There is no partiality. It is the nature of the sun to illumine. Everything, including the gutters, dead bodies, decaying matter, garbage fills, they are all illumined. The snow-capped mountains are illumined. The waters shimmer and are illumined. Everything, without an exception, is illumined by the brilliance, the prakashaha of the sun. Who is it that illumines all that is there in my life? Who is it that is aware of all that is there? In whose presence the mind and body function? In whose presence my thoughts, emotions, identities, learning, even samsara, becoming, in whose presence is all this illumined? in whose service is all this life? All the changes are illuminated because I am the changeless one. I, that is not the name, the gender, the identity, the relationships, the body or mind, I, that is none of these, but all of these, I, the conscious being, is subject to no change. Can I as pure existence be divided up? Can I as pure awareness, Shuddha Chaitanya, can I as Shuddha Chaitanya have any boundaries? Does existence have boundaries? Does existence have any limitations? Kutastaha, unchanging, never will change, was not a product of change, was always the changeless. I am Kutastaha, I am that changeless one. In my presence, all the changes happen. I see this fact about myself. I am changeless. Kutastoham. Aham kutastaha. I am changeless. I see this. चिदानन्दरूपः शिवोऽहं 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 ॐ शान्ति 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 Whenever you are ready, you drop your palms and palm your eyes and open them.